Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the various minim used in the Taras HaMetzora. And Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shemaya, we've already seen Gevaldik and Eflois. This is Shiur HaRavi'i, and we are now going to Yashay B'Tivrei HaRiva, as we saw in the Shiur HaKodem, also we talked about HaRiva, למצוא טעם לדברי רבי. רבי אומר במסכת יומא, בדף מ"א עמוד ב', שצריך אגד. כתוב בגמרא שלמה קרחן, why does he tie together the various meanim that he throws into the shreif of the paraduma? כדי שכולם באגודה אחת. Why does he need כולם באגודה אחת? So one reason we said it's Hidr Mitzvah, another reason we said in the name of the Riva is maybe it's learned from Agudas Ezov of Mitzrayim, Lekicha Lekicha, there it says, Lakachtam Lechem Agudas Ezov, just like we learned by Lulav. And then we said, what's the Pshat? This is Rebbe, and we paskin like Rebbe, so that would mean that you require Eged. Tzacheni, we paskin like the Rabbanan who don't learn, like Abay Lulav, that you need Eged, and it's the same Limud. So how does that, Echzem Stadir? That's why he writes Shema. So he writes Shem of the Riva because he understands that it's the rabbis don't subscribe to this Lagabe Lula, but maybe they subscribe to the Lagabe Sreifa Sapara, and the Shaila is Maishna. As the Mashe Hemadu Atakushio, the Mashe Ratzinu Lavin, the Chabbe Zarat Hashem Nikash Lanyan. As the Mer Moreno Rabbeinu, Lefize, Shalomar Bedvre Riva, Shilhorat Tamua. כפי שתמנו וכפי שהקשינו. אז נקדים מה שכתבו התוספות במסכת סוכה בדף י' א' עמוד ב' בדיבור המתחיל לקיחה. על מה שלא דרשו רבנן לגזירה שווה דלקיחה לקיחה, בעוד שכן דורשים כך בקיחה קיחה לגבי כסף קידושין. תוסיס אסקס, אין סוכה דף י' א' עמוד ב' that the Rabbonon don't accept, they don't darshan the gzeira shavo of lekicha lekicha to require eged, but they do darshan kicha kicha legabei kesef kedushin maishna. As amrim tosfot hayin sham shein katfu she dehadarshi rabbanan vehalo darshi, this they darshan, this they don't darshan, b'seder, aval lama? והם לא נתנו לזה טעם. ובתוספות במסכת מנחות, בדף חף זין עמוד א', גם כן הקשו כן, בדיבור מתחיל לא גמרי. ואם תרצו בתירוץ הראשון, שמה הח דהח אינו מופנה. Maybe the Gzeir Shava here, it's not free. In other words, in order to make Gzeir Shava, it needs to be a free word. So the rabbis didn't feel the Lekicha here was an extra word. So they couldn't darshan it, whereas Kicha Kicha they felt was. And the second Teretz is, there are Mechalek, that Kicha Kicha Gamri, that they have a tradition for. And Lekicha Lekicha, in other words, Kicha Kicha Mistei Efron. And Lekicha Lekicha Loi Gamri. And that they don't have a tradition for. Lekicha, lekicha. And Memela, they don't learn over there. They don't learn by the Lulav. That we require Eged from learning from Pesach Mitzrayim. And that those who explain Pshat in the Tesfis, Ayin Ba'otzer Mefarshei Talmud, what used to be called affectionately in the yeshivas, the Green Monster, because it's a massive, beautiful green book. With so much knowledge, so much wisdom, so much gemaldik Torah. As Ba'otzer Mefarshei HaTalmud, Sukkah Sham, הוא כותב, מביא שאין אדם דן גזירה שווה, אלא אם כן קיבלה מרבו. וכאן נמצרה גזירה שווה לעניין קידושים ולא לעניין לולב, that a person is only done גזירה שווה if he was מקבל from his Rebbe. And here the Gzeir HaShav was given over the Gabi Kiddushin, not Linyan Lulav, and Memela, the rabbis don't. except the Gzeira Shava when it comes to lulav. Yesh lomar lefi zeh. The shiny ben Gzeira Shava ba lamei davar chadash. The ben Gzeira Shava sheba liten perush upshat. ומה שנאמר ונכתב בתורה. אנחנו רוצים לחדש, על פי תורת רבנו כמובן, שיש הבדל, יש שוני, between Gzeira Shava that comes to teach us something new, and Gzeira Shava that gives us a pshat in something that's written in the Torah. It gives us, it interprets what's given in the Torah. The Rambam says from Mitzvah Hasheni, Nivra Maslinei writes Klapi Gzeira Shava, sometimes it comes to be Mefarish, and that's Vade Minatara, and sometimes it comes to be Mechadish, and that's also Minatara. So the Ramban makes this distinction between coming as interpretation and coming to tell us something novel. So it could be that this Mahalach to be Mefarish, the Pshat, the Gzeira Shava of the Kicha was accepted. And it wasn't accepted to be mechadish adin mechudish. And maybe parenthetically, that's the pshat and taisvis in Sukkah. We weren't mechalik between lekicha and kicha. That's what taisvis says in Menachos. That kicha kicha gamri lekicha lekicha loy gamri. That's not what Tosfos in Sukkah says. Tosfos in Sukkah says, Ha darshi rabbanan ha lo darshi. They didn't say v'zimstin l'kicha and kicha. The mean is kicha kicha teaches us what the word kicha means. Kesef. And that is given over to Gzeira Shava. But the limud of an inyan chadash of eged to tell us this new din of eged, there you need the alfus of lekicha lekicha. Now we don't have gzeira shava, and therefore the rabbis didn't darshan it. In other words, Tosfos' problem was their issue was that we learn gzeira shava to tell us parshanut, interpretation, but not a new din. So kicha kicha's interpretation, that yes, and the kicha kicha's a new din of eged, and that no. And the way they formulated it was by saying that ha darshi va ha lo darshi. This they darshin, this they didn't darshin. Why this they darshan, this they didn't darshan? Because we darshan something that's interpretive, and we don't darshan something that's mechadish and udin. At least not here. So in other words, it's not pshat that they weren't makaba lekicha lekicha. They weren't principal makaba lekicha lekicha. The only problem is lekicha lekicha teaches us a new din. So even though you can connect lekicha lekicha, make gzeira shava, but not for a new din. So it doesn't say lashon that they weren't makaba lekicha lekicha. They were makaba lekicha lekicha, but only to tell us a pshat. And therefore, by kicha kicha, which tells us a pshat, the perish, they're makaba. They could, in theory, they accept l'kicha l'kicha, kicha kicha, as long as it's telling us pshat. But if it's telling us a new din, that l'kicha l'kicha is telling us that they weren't mekam. So if you would have used l'kicha l'kicha as a pshat, they would have accepted that. But it's telling us a new din, that they didn't accept. That's the difference between kicha kicha and l'kicha l'kicha. The difference between giving us, interpreting what the Patsuk means, that yes. And saying a new din, no. And that's also why we require mufne. Mufne, that it has to be an extra word, that's only to give us a new din. And therefore, l'kicha is a new din, it's not mufne, it's no good. But that's the first teretz of Tais Menachas. But when it comes to giving us a new pshat, there it doesn't need to be mufne. Even if it's not mufne. And therefore, that's what the Taisa says in the Menachas, like we said in the first teretz. That hachta hacha eino mufne, because again, the problem is that mufne, because it's telling us a new pshat, a new din. Tell us a new din, it needs to be mufne. But to tell us a new pshat, it doesn't need to be mufne. Rav Shalom Mar, Das Rashi V'Arash, She'esparnu ba'ashir ha'kodem, that we saw that they said that you require l'kicha b'vatz achas, and we said, not because the lashon of lekicha, that without eged it's not called lekicha, but rather that's learned from the Seder Advarim that comes at the end. Shnei Talas comes at the end, as we explained at length in the previous shiurim. So they don't hold like the Riva that we can learn from the pshat of the pasuk. Meaning, they learn that you can learn from the Seder Advarim, and the Riva doesn't accept that. He doesn't say from the fact that Tolas Shani comes last, you learn that it requires Eged. But the Ikar Inyan that we explained, that the Tolas Shani has a second Tafkid, it's used as one of the Minim, it's also a tire upper. There the Riva agrees. And therefore, Lididei Yesh Lomar, Shabbat Gzera Shavah, Rak Lefaresh Tinyana Tolas Shani. And therefore, he holds that the Gzera Shav is coming to explain, to interpret the Tolas Shani. And not that it says Tolas Shani, that should be an Eged. That's why the Riva says Shem Alinyan Zes Lekuliam Lekzer Shav. Everyone holds Lekzer Shav, because this is a different sug of Lekzer Shav. And here the rabbis accept Lekzer Shav. When do the rabbis not accept Lekzer Shav? When it's telling you a new din, a chiddush din. So by the Eged of Lulav, it's telling you a chiddush din to learn from the Eged of Mitzrayim that it says Lekicha by both, that you need Eged by Pesah, by Sukkos. That's giving, telling you a new din. That's considered a new din. But if it's just giving you pshat, then that there you can learn Gzera Shava. So he says, Shema, Lenyan Zest, Lukuliam Gzera Shava. The rabbis don't hold the Kicha, Gzera Shava. But here, l'kicha l'kicha by Parah, to learn that you need Eged, that they do learn. Because this is just telling us pshat, in other words. That's the purpose of the Tolas Shani. The Tolas Shani has that second tafkid of tying it up. That's the parish of Tolas Shani in the Pasuk. So just because it comes last, it doesn't mean it ties up. But because of the word lekicha being used, that means that when I look at Tolas Shanim, it shows that it has a tafkid also of tying up. So this is called a pshat and not a new din. It's interpreting what the Tolas Shani, that it has another tafkid. And the mele come, there's a new din that comes out. So if it's just telling us straight away a new din, that the rabbis don't have such gzera shava l'kicha l'kicha to tell us eged by lulav. Because that's a new din. But here it's telling us that the Tolas Shani has it. It's telling us what's the parish of Tolas Shani, that it's a tire upper. And Mimela requires Eged. Miyushav mashit ma desagi baze bekricha, lokasha mashitam agvur asari, shimshim igzer ashav lomod ze mize, hare alfin an delulav bai shem shel aguda ke shem shekenu be aguda seizev. Ula shvui mitzius shel aguda inase dover, elai de eged ma'alia, ke vuar besugia besuka, velachin pasal alulav lari, shelo be eged me'alea, aber kan shele kenet bel rak din shel omad kipshat, כלפי התולה השני שגם תאגו על זה אחרים, הרי לא נאמר בזה דין של חלוי שם אגודה בכל הנו. שזה הרי אינו עניין לתולה עשה שני ודין מחודש ובכל אותו לרבונה כאן לא מפגין אלא מגזר השב. ולכן אין למול מגזר השב הזו אלא כלפי התולה השני בלבד, חייב שגם תיקר הכי סביבם, לא רק שתי אימם בתור עשה אחד מן המין, אבל לזה סגי בכריך בלבד, כי אם משל כין זה, we had a קשה דגבור עשרי, that if it's really learned, from Pesach Mitzrayim, so Rabbi Yehuda learns that by Eged you need a Kesher Ma'alia, you need a real knot, and Aniva doesn't work. So, for this eged, you need to have a proper knot. So, if it's true that it's learned from this gzeira shava of lekicha lekicha, that's the gvura tzari, then why here is bound binding it together enough? You don't need a proper kesha. Same way you need a proper kesha by the arbaminim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, here you need a proper kesha as well. It's not true. You don't need a proper kesha here. So that was the kasha of the gvura tzari. That's what we said. That's now we understand why kricha is enough, and you don't need to have a proper kesher. Because it's a gzeira shava to learn one from the other. So we learn that lulav needs a shem aguda, just like you have by aguda seizov. By Pesach, it has to have a shem aguda. So to make this mitzias of aguda, it has to be a proper eged. It has to be a proper knot. And therefore it's puzzle if it doesn't have a proper knot according to Rabbi Yehuda. But here, it's just a din that's learned as pshat, that the tolas shani is supposed to bind together the other ones. It says, no chaloi shem aguda. Chaloi shem aguda means it's a new din. But we're not learning a new din over here. We're just learning pshat and tolas shani. So what's the tolas shani? The tolas shani is there to bind together the minim. That's two tafkidim, to be a min itself and to bind together the minim. But you don't need the chaloi's din of a proper kesher. So memela here, it's enough if it's, you just need kricha, you don't need an actual knot. So when you get the aguda aguda by lulav, so there you need to mamisha make a knot, because there it's, you need a chaloi shem aguda, which is learned from aguda seizov, so that's a new din. And that's a din of a proper knot, that has to be a proper eged, a bona fide eged. So that's learned from Agudas Ezov. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's Limud. That Din Mechudish, which the rabbis don't subscribe to. But what do the rabbis subscribe to? The rabbis subscribe to the Gzeira Shava of Parshanut, of giving a new pshat. In other words, the Toilas Shani has two tafkidim, and has one tafkid. That's what you're learning from Lakicha Lakicha. It has one tafkid of being a min, but it also has a tafkid of binding them all together. Just like they're bound together by Pesach Mitzrayim, but again, it's not a new din. They need a chaloi shem eged. Just telling you that it has to be bound together, just like the Eguda Seizov was bound together, this has to be bound together. So it's telling us again, pshat in the Tolas Shani. The Tolas Shani, from Lekicha, you learn that it has the second tafkid of binding together, but not a new din. Just chanting the Tehillat Shani, what the Tehillat Shani is there to do. And Mela, it's enough to make a to bind it together without actually having to tie it. ולכן אין ללמוד מגזר השב וזו על כלפי התולעת שני בלבד, וחייב שגם תקרחי סביבם, ולא רק שתהי מים בתורת אחד מהמינים. So we're learning this dual tafkid of the Tehillat Shani. It's one of the meaning, it's also tying, binding it together. And therefore, Kricha here is enough, and for Enfer the Kashi, the Gvur Sari, Gvur Sari was bothered. Why don't you need a Keshem Aliyah? The answer is Keshem Aliyah is only if you're learning a new din, which Rabbi Yehuda does, but the rabbis don't. And here we're going, even according to the rabbis, when it comes to the Parah. So they're not learning the Gzera Shava Alts Din. They're learning Gzera Shava for Pshat. So Pshat and the Tehillat Shani, that is the second Tafkid, which is to bind them together, but you don't need a Keshem Aliyah. And that's also why the Eged isn't Ma'akev. Because without the Eged, you don't lack any of the Arba Minim. So it's just a ribui that you need an egget. But that's la mitzvah, it's not li'ikuvah. In other words, the egget in lulav is ma'akev according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because there, that's learned, you learn the din. It's mechayev egget. Maybe it's ma'akev, but here it's not a din. Here it's just a parshanut that this is what the Tehillat Shani is supposed to do. But since you're not actually learning a din, it's just telling you pshat that that's what it's supposed to do. Who said it's ma'akev? It's like not as strong, but telling you a din, it's much stronger. It's telling you a din, learn the kicha, the kicha. So that Rabbi Yehuda holds his ma'akev. But here, what's not actually telling you a din, it's just telling you a pshat. So, okay, so that's the ideal, but it's not necessarily ma'akev. So now we have, that's why Shema, he said, maybe here the rabbis would agree that you learn the kicha, the kicha. Because it's not telling you a new din, it's telling you a pshat. And that's why it's not ma'akev. And that's why you don't need to have kricha, a pressure, just kricha is enough. And we still have to, we'd like to say on the Ritva, but that, please God, is for hopefully next time. And I thank you so much for listening. Amazing. Shalom, shalom. But we nether will continue. Hashem should just give us the koach, the mach, and the simchas chaim, and everything we need. Shalom, shalom.